Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
This is Dario Ford, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 2, 1834, the Barbadian newspaper published a petition presented by the Archdeacon and clergy of Barbados to the Honorable House of Assembly. The petition called for an end to the laws requiring the election of assemblymen and vestrymen to take place in the churches or chapels, as well as the reading offerings. In its opening, the petition stated, "We, the Archdeacon, Rural Dean, Rectors and other clergy of the Church of England in the island of Barbados, beg leave respectfully to petition that your Honorable House will be pleased to take into your earliest consideration on the law which requires all election of assemblymen or vestrymen to take place in the churches or chapels of several parishes in the island, and also the law which requires the publication of writs for returning persons to serve at the court of grand sessions and for the election of assemblymen and other similar publications to be made in buildings dedicated to the services of God." The focus of the petition was to bring an end to the practice of bringing secular or political business into the church. According to the petition, such issues had a tendency to destroy those devotional associations which are always to be present with us in the house of God, and to desecrate it in the opinion of the people. The petition further highlighted the fact that the publication of writs and other political notices in the churches and chapels was unauthorized by the rubrics and canons and was an interruption to the services of the church, turning the thoughts of the congregation from spiritual to temporal import and interest. This practice of reading the laws of the island in the churches during Sunday service was a long custom which was introduced by the early settlers. This is seen through the statute of 1661, which was later ratified by an enactment passed in 1711. In fact, there was an earlier petition passed by the Reverend William Haggett, rector of St. Michael and commissary, complaining about the interruption to religious service caused by the interposition of matter that was purely secular. This petition did not make a big impact, and the practice continued until 1825, when the clergy were relieved of publishing purely secular material in the church. The practice of using the churches and chapels as polling stations continued until March 3, 1838, when it was abolished by a statute.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.